Because you'll be saying the pledge.
All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, August 23rd, 2022. We're going to go ahead and get this.
Hey, Laurie, would you cut yours? It was creating some problems. It's off already.
We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Pierce, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Bush. Feel led to stand.
Dear God, we pause now to thank you for all the many wonderful things that you've given us. We ask that you be with us, they're not with us today, help them in their safe travels. Be with our employees, keep them safe. We thank you for this rain. In God's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, I'm going to be speeding through the agenda this morning and attempt to get to a Port Arthur Chamber event here at 11. So we'll begin with purchasing. Item A is consider an approval warrant for invitation for bid for taxiway A rehabilitation at Jack Brooks Regional Airport to Brizzo Construction LLC for a total contract amount of $6,468,928.10 pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326, which is going to be funded by an FAA Airport Improvement Project grant. Item B is to execute, receive, and file a contract renewal for a term contract for hydrated lime for Jefferson County for a second one-year renewal with El Hoist North America from September 14, 2021 to September 13, 2022. With a cost increase due to increases in energy markets and other operational cost increases as shown on the attachment. Item C is to execute, receive, and file a contract renewal for a lease of the Jefferson County Downtown Jail for the first one-year renewal with LaSalle Corrections 6, LLC, from December 13, 2021 to December.
Those two are cleanups. We extended them earlier, and okay. These are just to file their papers.
Okay, to December 12, 2022. Item D is to execute, receive, and file a contract renewal for the rebid of a term contract for mowing for Jefferson County for a second one-year renewal with Universal Operations LLC from December 1st, 2021 to November 30th, 2022. Item E is to execute, receive, and file a contract renewal for lighting supplies for runway and taxiway at Jack Brooks Regional Airport for a third one-year renewal with Blue Globes LLC and Airport Lighting Company from March 1st, 2022 to February 28th, 2023 with price increases due to manufacturing price costs, supply chain issues, and fuel increases as shown in the attachments. Item F is consider an approved price increase for term contract for indigent burial plots for Jefferson County for open and close of the grave, concrete grave liner, and granite grave marker due to manufacturer fuel and labor cost increases shown in attachment. This is a 5-year contract that expires October 6, 2023. Item G is consider and approve a contract renewal for road building materials for Jefferson County for a third 1-year renewal with LD Construction, Mark Marietta Materials, Inc., Vulcan Materials, LLC, and Gulf Coast, a CRH company, from September 7th, 2022 to September 6th, 2023. Item H is to consider and approve removal from the sheriff's inventory of a 2014 Chevrolet Tahoe with the vehicle identification number noted in the agenda due to a vehicle accident, and county has agreed to pay settlement to Enterprise Fleet Management, Inc. Do we have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? My only question, Deb, I should ask you before, is item F, if it's a 5-year contract, why apparently the costs were not, it gave them ability in the contract to increase cost during the term of that 5-year contract?
Yes, sir. And this is not for the land, this is for the vault.
Services.
The closing services, the opening and closing services.
Okay, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Yeah.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve a budget transfer for Health and Welfare 1 for additional costs for burials in the amount of $35,000. Item B is to receive and file financial and operating statements for county funds only for the month ending July 31st, 2022. Item C is regular county bills, check numbers 497994 through 498228. Do we have a motion of those items under auditing?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under county airport, we have one item to consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute the application for the FAA Airport Improvement Project Grant Number 40. In the amount of $1,018,849, it's the maximum annual amount available to the airport under the bipartisan infrastructure law and funds a portion of the Taxiway Alpha Rehabilitation Project at the Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Next, under County Clerk, item A is conduct a public hearing on the County Clerk's Records Archive Plan for fiscal year 2022-2023. So we'll open up the floor for public comment. If anyone is present in the courtroom wishes to make a comment on the County Clerk's Records Archive Plan, you can approach the lectern. If you're online, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing no comment, this public hearing on the Records Archive Plan is closed. Item B is consider and possibly approve, receive and file the County Clerk's Records Archive Plan for fiscal year 2022-2023. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded, and there should be, have been an attachment that contained the proposed Records Archive Plan with the contractual preservation project expenses, the stationery and office supplies, the salaries of deputy county clerks, and the extra help associated with that, as well as the fringe benefits, a total of $403,996. Okay. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Yeah.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Treasurer, we have one item to consider and approve a wire for $60 to cover safekeeping fees from Wells Fargo Securities for the month of July 2022. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Yeah.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under District Clerk, we will open up a public hearing on the District Clerk's Records Archive Plan for fiscal year 2022-2023. This hearing is now open. Again, if you're present in the courtroom, which is, we previously did the County Clerk's Records Archive Plan, now we're doing the District Clerk's Records Archive Plan. For those not familiar, the County Clerk serves the county courts as well as real estate records, marriage records, all those kind of things. The district clerk serves the district court. If you're present online, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing no comment, this public hearing is closed. Item B is consider and possibly approve, receive and file the district clerk's records archive plan for fiscal year 2022-2023. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under emergency management, we have one item to consider possibly approve a memorandum of understanding between the Texas Emergency Management Assistance Team's program administrator and Texas Emergency Management Assistance Team employee to authorize Mike White to serve as a member of the Texas Department of Emergency Management TMAP. Do you have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? And I'll just say Mr. White has been invited to participate in that program, which would loan him to other jurisdictions in Texas that might have natural or man-made disasters that require additional emergency management help that go beyond the resources available in those particular counties or cities. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under the Engineering Department, we have two items. Item A is consider and possibly approve the final plat of Madison Oak Subdivision, being 52.572 acres of land out of the W.H. Aldridge Survey, abstract number 813, and the G.W. Payne Survey, abstract number 188, Jefferson County, Texas, located off of FM Highway 365 in Precinct 4. Final subdivision plat has been reviewed by our engineering department, has met all of our requirements, and it doesn't say it on here, but it's not in any city's extraterritorial jurisdiction, correct? Okay, and item B is to execute, receive, and file an overweight permit and road use agreement between Jefferson County and Dewfield, Inc. to move heavy haul equipment and materials for pipeline construction routed on Borough Wingate Road, Garner Road, LaBelle Road, and Cragen Road, located in Precincts 2 and 3. Do I have a motion on those items under engineering?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, and that completes our regular agenda. We are now at a time of public comment. If there's any member of the public that's present in the courtroom that wishes to make comments, you may approach the lectern. If you're online, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing none, we'll close this time of public comment. Is there any member of the court or any elected official wishes to bring anything to the attention of the public without our taking action? If not, that completes our agenda. I thank you all for being here today, and we are adjourned.